أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل من رب السماوات والأرض؟ قل الله. قل أفاتخذتم من دونه أولياء لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفعا ولا ضرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the topic of Tawheed, Allah's oneness, so that this concept is well embedded in the hearts and the minds of every human being, Muslims and Muslims, non-Muslims alike. The concept of Tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness, His sovereignty, His power, His ability to create, and His ability to sustain the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in ayah number 16 of Surah Al-Ra'd, قُلْ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ? Who is the Rabb of the heavens and the earth? قُلِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad, it is Allah. Allah is the Rabb, the one who nurtures. Rabb means to bring something up and to nurture it, to provide for it, to care for it from beginning right up to its point of fruition. Every stage, Rabb, there's not a single moment that created thing can do without the Rabb. That is Rabb. If the Rabb must just ignore or neglect that thing or that person or that creation for even a split second, it will be destroyed and it will perish. Allah is the Rabb, Rabb of the heavens and the earth. قُلْ اللَّهِ. Say, it is Allah who is the Rabb. قُلْ. Then say to them, أَفَتَّخَذْتُم مِّن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَا? Have you taken unto yourselves other protectors, other guardians besides Him, besides Allah? And they are such, those whom you have taken as gods and those whom you associate as partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا يملكون لأنفسهم نفع ولا ضرا. They do not possess the power to bring any benefit or harm to even themselves, let alone to others. They do not even possess that power to bring harm or to bring benefit to their own selves. It is Allah who wills and decrees this and who has the power to do so. قل. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الْأَعْمَى وَالْبَصِيرُ? Can a blind person and a seeing person, a sighted person, can the two of them ever be equal? How can they compare these gods to Allah? You can never compare one who is blind, compare a blind person to a seeing, sighted person. It's impossible. How dare they claim and they equate these partners and these gods, they equate them to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and consider them to be equal. أَمْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الظُّلُمَاتُ وَالنُّورُ? Or can layers of darkness and light ever be equal? It's impossible. These are parables that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is citing. Just as it is impossible, simple examples, just as it is impossible for one to compare light to darkness, or for one to compare a blind person to a sighted person, just as that is so illogical, it's so impossible, it seems so dumbfounded, and not even a child, not even a little child, or as ignorant a person may be, will ever attempt to do that. How dare they equate these gods to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and draw a comparison between the two? أَمْ جَعَلُوا لِلَّهِ شُرَكَى? Have they made partners unto Allah? خَلَقُوا كَخَلْقِهِ? Who have created things that Allah has created, or who have created creations like His creations? فَتَشَابَهَ الْخَلْقُ عَلَيْهِمْ? And now the creations have become similar to them. Is this the situation? Do they claim to worship these gods because they believe these gods have brought about creations like the creations of Allah, and now they cannot tell the difference between the two? Are there any creations that anyone has brought into existence that can even come close to the creations of Allah? That you say, oh well, you know what, I'm a bit confused right now because what my gods have created look very similar to what Allah has created, and that is why I'm worshipping these gods. Is that the case? قُلِ اللَّهُ خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is the khaliq of every shay. Allah is the khaliq of everything. Animate or inanimate, Allah has brought it into existence. وَهُوَ الْوَاحِدُ. Allah is the one. Al-Qahhar. Allah is the all-dominant and the all-powerful. أَنْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Allah has sent down waters from the skies. فَسَالَتْ أَوْدِيَةٌ. And the awdiyah, the wadis, the valleys started flowing. Allah cites another parable, a beautiful parable, an example of falsehood and truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you have rain that comes down from the skies, and this rain flows through certain valleys and through certain vast areas of land, بِقَدَرِهَا, according to its measures, according to the measures that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has determined. فَاحْتَمَلَ السَّيْلُ زَبَدَ الرَّابِيَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as the water flows, then you will find that there is this water that flows on top of it, it will carry, because it's flowing and it's gushing, it carries on top of it bulging foam. There's this foam that develops on the top of the water because of the flowing of the water. وَمِمَّا يُقْ. That's one parable, that's one example. وَمِمَّا يُوقِدُونَ عَلَيْهِ فِي النَّارِ ابْتِغَاءَ حِلَّةٍ أَوْ مَتَاعٍ زَبَدٌ مِثْلٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and there's a similar type of foam that forms when they melt, whatever it is that they melt with the fire. Today you are melting different types of material with the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so you find them using the fire to melt certain things in order to create or in order to make jewelry or to make anything else. So they're melting the gold or they're melting the steel or they're melting the material. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, during that melting process, there's also a layer of foam that forms on the top of that material that they have melted. So these are two examples. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلِ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts and he explains the truth and the falsehood. How does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do it? Allah says, فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. Allah takes us back to the parable. He says, if you look at the water that's flowing and the foam that has developed on top of the water, or you have that melted material, and there's a foam, a layer of foam that has developed on top of that melted material, Allah says, what happens to that foam? فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. After some time, the foam is thrown aside. فَيَذْهَبْ. It goes. It doesn't last. Although it looks as if that foam, because it's bulging and it's roaring, it looks like it has completely overpowered what is beneath it. But what is beneath it is what has substance. So that is haqq. What is beneath all that foam and that muck, it might be noisy, it might be rowdy, it may seem like it is overpowering the truth. The voices may be loud, the propaganda may be loud, and the negative perception may be very loud and noisy. So it looks like really it has overpowered the truth, or the truth has no chance against it. Allah says, there is foam. After a while, it's just yadhab jufa'an. It's taken and it's thrown aside. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the haqq. Allah says, kadhalika yadribu Allahu al-haqqa wal-batil. This is how Allah depicts the haqq, the truth, and falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدْ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. The foam, which is the falsehood, and the muck that is on the top, it is thrown away after a period of time. It has no strength of its own. It has no substance to it. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ. But that which benefits the people, the water, that which is of benefit to the people, and that melted material, that which is of benefit to the people, فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. That remains in the land. That will remain. That stays because it has substance. It is the truth. كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites parables for our understanding. May Allah grant us the understanding.